I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Washtenaw Parish Sheriff Jay Russell was the guest speaker at a general meeting of the Monroe Rotary Club on Thursday. Russell discussed drugs, weapons, and crime, and recognized the successful efforts of a recent multi-jurisdictional task force during his presentation. He warned that increased heroin use is making a move into Washtenaw Parish, while drugs like methamphetamine, marijuana, and PCP remain a serious issue. According to Russell, use of heroin, considered a white-collar drug of choice as well as a street drug, is on the rise in southern Louisiana and is making its way north. He believes a recent six-day operation by a multi-jurisdictional task force of 10 to 11 law enforcement agencies helped to make inroads into addressing drug-related activities in Washtenaw Parish. The manager of LSU's hospitals in Shreveport and Monroe says it has paid outstanding debts to the university system and is working out the final details of its contract. Ronnie Hubers is CEO with University Health System, which oversees the two LSU-owned hospitals in North Louisiana. He told the LSU Board of Supervisors on Thursday that he expects a long and prosperous partnership with the university system. LSU claimed it was owed more than $25 million for services rendered from the University Health System and its parent research foundation. The university board discussed developments in a two-hour closed-door session after Hubers provided his public update. LSU health advisor Jerry Phillips says it wasn't clear if the demands made by the university system have been met by University Health. A state nonpartisan group is offering a guide on amendments in this November's election. KEDM's Ashley Lyons has more on the informational booklets.
Voters trying to sift through the details of 14 constitutional amendments on the November 4th ballot have a guide they can consult. The Nonpartisan Public Affairs Research Council of Louisiana, known as PAR, has released its online informational guide on the proposals to rewrite the state constitution. The amendments can be dense, dealing with health care funding changes, property taxes, and transportation financing. This year's ballot contains among the heftiest number of amendments voters have ever faced at once. PAR's guide provides background information for each amendment, describes the change, and offers arguments both in support and opposition. It also includes a checklist, so voters can decide which amendment they support or oppose and take that list into the voting booth. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
The ULM Warhawks head into Baton Rouge on Saturday as heavy underdogs. The 10th-ranked Bayou Bengals are favored to win by 31 points in the recently expanded Tiger Stadium. ULM coach Todd Berry says his senior class has played in front of a lot of big crowds, so he expects them to be able to focus on the task at hand come Saturday night.
I don't think we're going to be intimidated by the venue. Now, the players, then we still have to play. But in terms of me being worried about, you know, can we handle Tiger Stadium and the lights and all that other kind of stuff, I don't think we'll have a bunch of out-of-body experiences along those lines.
This will be the third meeting between the two teams. They last played in 2010, and the Tigers won 51-0. The KEDM weather forecast, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon today, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s.